This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Before I was even a child, you could have guessed I was going to turn out wild.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The band White Denim has been steadily building a following over the past 10 years, a following that includes a number of Soundcheck listeners. Last time White Denim played here in our studio, Jeremy from New Orleans left this simple comment on our webpage. This is music. Wow. Well, now the band is back with a revised lineup, but still with their signature brand of classic guitar rock. Just don't dismiss them as mere revivalists. The album is full of little surprises. Like the song they're going to open up with. It's a bit of classic rock swagger that somehow manages to name-check Nostradamus as well. The song is Real Deal Mama from the band White Denim, live on Soundcheck.
Watch me pop through another year, 'cause I'm the real deal, mama. You know I still got a lot to lose. Make me confused about a few things. Oh, but honey, I'm on the move.
That is White Denim, live here in the Soundcheck studio. Return appearance from the Austin, Texas band here in our New York studio. Real Deal Mama is the name of the song, and that comes from their latest album, which is called Stiff. White Denim, last we saw them, was a quartet, now touring as a quintet, although still centered around the voice and guitar playing of James Petralli and the bass playing of Steve Tarabecki, both of whom join me at the microphone. Steve, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
And James, welcome back.
Thank you.
Some new faces in the lineup. We've got Jonathan Horn on guitar, Jeffrey Olson behind our drum kit, Mike St. Clair behind the keyboards, last seen in this studio playing with Ockerville River, now with you guys in White Denim. So James, with a kind of a revised lineup, what does that do, if anything, to the process of writing the songs, making the record, that sort of thing?
Well, you know, obviously every musician kind of has their own voice, you know, so, I mean, our job is basically to provide an environment for them to sound great.
Do you find, when you guys play, when you do, especially when you do interviews like this, do you find that people like me, who grew up in the 70s, look at you and say, I didn't know people played music like this anymore?
Yeah,
we hear that quite a bit.
We do, yeah.
And so what do you say? I mean, it's because you're not the only ones sort of mining this musical territory.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's the instruments that we've chosen were played extremely well in the 60s and 70s. You know, I think that I think that it's only natural to want to play like that.
Right.
You know,
but did you guys grow up on a diet of Led Zeppelin and Mountain and Grand Funk Railroad and bands like that?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Steve did. I kind of came to rock and roll a little bit later. I grew up in a smooth jazz household, which was...
oh, dear.
Yeah, it was pretty... Yeah, so I... really smooth music growing up. Like, you know, Prince and the Isleys were probably, like, the only good stuff that my parents had in their record collection. So as soon as I learned to drive, it was all Led Zeppelin and, you know, things like that.
Uh-huh. All right, but, you know, at least you had a little bit of falsetto vocals.
Oh, yeah, tons of that. Yeah, great, great material, yeah.
Yeah.
I still really love that stuff.
Maybe
not Kenny G, though. Sorry.
Right. We started with, before, while I was introducing you guys, with a little bit of the song Brain, which, for me, I mean, everyone talks about the 70s sound, but Brain also looks back to, like, Cream and late Beatles.
Yeah.
The sort of late 60s, and some of the organ stuff almost has an early Elvis Costello
kind
of quality.
Yeah, we used a Farfisa compact, which is I think that's probably what
that's sort of the sound of that of 1977. So that led me to wonder whether the album title Stiff was a nod, because, you know, Elvis Costello started on Stiff Records. That label. I guess that's just a coincidence.
It's a coincidence. Okay. Yeah. It started as a kind of a. Our second record is called Fits.
Right.
So Fits backwards.
It almost Fits
Stiff,
backwards.
Yeah.
But the album is called Stiff with two F's. And tell me about the recording, because you guys worked with Ethan Johns, the son of one of the great producers and engineers of 70s rock and roll, Glyn Johns, who worked with, you know, Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones, et cetera. So what was that like?
It was really great. It was our first time to be in 100% with a producer, you know, like, we're going to make this record together. He very much approaches it in an old school way. We tracked live to 16 track and rehearsed a ton and, you know,
it's a really quick process versus, like, our past records taking a little bit longer. But this one, we banged out in, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, normally we would probably spend twice that much. Left to our own devices, we'd probably double that length of time. But, yeah, we learned a ton.
So was it all, like, analog equipment? And,
nothing past the year, like, 72 or something.
Yeah,
like
I don't think so.
Was used, it was a real point of pride in the process.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Okay. Now, the song you're going to play for us next is called Ha 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 Ha, subtitled Hey.
Yeah.
And there are 9 songs on the record. 5 of them have these little subtitles in parentheses. Mm-hmm. What's the deal with the parentheses?
I really just thought it looked funny. There's no other reason.
It was. There were nine.
Yeah,
I mean, all nine titles.
I don't know why we thought five was a little bit more conservative than just going with all of them. But yeah, it was. It's just a joke.
Okay,
really.
But you know, you think of there's a lot of classic rock out there with Satisfaction.
Can't get no
Satisfaction.
Yeah.
So.
Yes uses it a lot.
Yeah.
The band, yes.
Yeah.
All right, but so this song is called Ha 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 Yeah. You want to do it?
Yeah, let's do
yeah?
it.
Yeah, all right.
Let me get over there.
The album is called Stiff. This song is called Ha 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 Ha, subtitled Yeah. And it's White Denim, live on Soundcheck.
Yeah.
Once again, White Denim playing live here in the Soundcheck studio. The song is called Ha 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 Yeah. That's another track from the latest album by White Denim called Stiff. The band now 10 years old and making their third appearance here in the Soundcheck studio. In terms of what people were playing, it's pretty much as you were, except that Mike was playing something. Mike, was that like a pocket trumpet or a piccolo trumpet or so? What is that little thing you were playing
pocket
there?
Trumpet.
Pocket trumpet.
Yeah.
Okay. James, Steve, a little bit of a different sound to that song, especially, Steve, at your end of things down on the bass. It's more of like a kind of a funk bass line, right?
Yeah, I'm playing a lot more notes than I normally play.
And there, you know, there are some excursions into the worlds of R&B. And, you know, we maybe caught just a hint of your falsetto, James, at one point there. But, you know, there's some of that on the record.
It's true.
So, like, Curtis Mayfield, Al Green, was this part of the musical stew that you guys draw from as well?
Yeah, both of those were big on this record, for sure, yeah.
And the last song on the record, Thank You, you guys co-wrote that with Cass McCombs, right?
Yeah, he came up with a really funny part for that, the Wanna Run Away to Your Heart bit in that song.
I can't forget to run away.
Talk about you guys as looking back to the 70s. He looks back even further.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that skiffle project he has?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a really interesting guy. Fun guy.
Looking back to like the music of the 50s that was kind of a formative influence on the Beatles and so many others. So what is the music scene like there in Austin? I mean, one of the things that occasioned the lineup change was the emergence of Leon Bridges, who took a couple of ex-White Denims with him. So you got him and Gary Clark Jr. and you guys, and all of you sort of with a kind of looking back, you know, musically speaking.
Yeah, well, you know, Leon's from Fort Worth. The boys moved to, they moved over there. But Gary Clark Jr. he's an Austin guy. I think he went to Austin High School even.
And he was discovered in like a club there or something.
Doing 6th Street, like tourist blues kind of thing. He was a real standout because he wasn't playing Stevie Ray Vaughan tunes. There's a lot of kind of you know, great punk rock that kind of looks back. There's a long history of that.
Right.
Lots of good psych bands as well. Good psychedelic thing. We the Black Angels do that festival now. The Levitation thing.
Right.
Yeah,
and there's
really cool.
Like a kind of a post-rock thing happening in Austin.
That's true.
As well.
Yeah. But we've got all the decades of guitar music kind of heavily represented.
And so when you guys look out at your audience, is it people who lived through the 70s or is it, you know, largely a younger audience?
I think that I noticed the people that lived through the 70s a lot more because it makes me really proud when they approve of what we're doing. So whenever I see like a father-son combination, I'm always like, I think we're doing something right, you know?
Yeah. And it probably is a father-son as opposed to mother-daughter, isn't it?
You know, I saw a mother-daughter in D.C. and it made me really happy.
Oh, yeah. See, that's really cool. That's right.
It might have been the only one, though, that I've ever seen.
History. Yeah, you're definitely right. We have a predominantly male audience.
Well, you know, but so did a lot of those bands.
Yeah,
you know?
It's true. Yeah.
Something about a guy
Sadly.
And his guitar.
Yeah.
What happens now? You guys, you're in the middle of this tour. Has the lineup kind of settled in? Are you already thinking about writing a new batch of songs?
Yeah, I think you know we're always kind of writing and jamming around during sound checks. But we're still kind of focused on getting the band like familiar with back catalog and stuff like that. There's a lot of material there.
10 years of it.
Yeah. So.
And in fact, there are moments on this record where you guys are almost echoing things you've done in the past.
Yeah, I think there was a period of time where we were, you know, considering like whether or not we were going to keep going as White Denim. So I think it was part of that process for us was kind of looking back at some of the things that we had done and just basically assessing, you know, like our catalog and what made it fun and worthwhile in the first place, you know.
Yeah, and what was the answer? What made it fun?
I guess just, you know, playing rock and roll, like having kind of like not being afraid to throw a joke in there every now and again, you know, kind of playing hotter tempos.
Was Ha 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 a little faster than it was when you guys recorded it?
Yeah.
Was it a lot faster?
Because
it seemed a lot faster to me.
Yeah. You know, the tunes were so new when we went to the studio. So now I kind of feel like...
We tend to do that. We play all of our songs about 20 BPM faster.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a real challenge with this next one, "Hold a You," again
It's going to be really fast.
We'll find a way to do it.
Well, it is, after all, subtitled "I'm Psycho." Yeah. So, if you guys are up for it, let's.
But Jeff, for real, don't push it too hard. Okay? I want it to work.
Okay. Let's hear the band White Denim. The album is called Stiff. It's their latest. It's out now. "Hold a You," subtitled "I'm Psycho," is the name of the song. The band is White Denim.
Let's do it. Normal tempo. Yeah.
I wanted to say I'm quite concerned, I'm going down, I need to face it, but I don't know how. Is it gonna last? Look at yourself, find some time to tell part of the truth. Oh, I can't wait to get a hold of you, get a hold. Yeah.
Once again, White Denim live on Soundcheck and a final live performance here in our studio. That song is called Hold of You, subtitled I'm Psycho, and it comes from the most recent album by the Austin, Texas-based band White Denim. The album is called Stiff. It is out now. And that, that James, was a reasonably fast tempo,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah.
Allegro, ma non troppo, as the classical people would say.
That was reasonably fast. Yeah.
Not too much faster, though, than the record. Yeah.
Now, have you guys ever gotten out there and suddenly found yourselves, like, driving a runaway train?
Oh, absolutely.
A couple of times.
Yeah.
So what happens?
It train wrecks.
Runaway train. Just drop a couple of notes here and there.
Yeah, for sure.
Get back on the rails.
Been quarter notes instead of eight.
Yeah, we've been pushing tempo since 04, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, as always, as much as I enjoy your records, it's great to see you guys playing live. It's a super live band and still is today. The band is White Denim. Great to have you back with us.
Thank you.
Thanks,
man,
for having us.
That does it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but there's much more on our website, our weekly music roundup, our daily gig alerts, and of course, our Soundcheck podcasts, bringing you live music and videos and lots more. That's at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time. I want to thank you. Thinking about you, wouldn't want to have to leave.